Hi there, and welcome to Algebra 1 with Mr. McKernan. I trust you all had a fantastic Easter break and are refreshed and ready to hit the algebra with renewed enthusiasm. Let's get started. Since this is the first of hopefully many such audio classes, I'd like to make a few suggestions here, which I think will help you get the most out of the class. Be sure that you have your textbook open to the correct page and a pencil and a piece of scrap paper ready before you fire up the pod class. And that way, as we work through the examples, you can follow along with a pencil and paper. And I think that will be the best way to learn the concepts as we go. Today, we're going to take a look at lesson 96. And the topic of the lesson is the difference of two squares theorem. Sounds pretty intimidating, right? Well, I think if you pay attention and follow along closely, you'll find it's not actually too bad. Okay, the first concept that I want to talk about is the square root symbol, or the square root sign. Now, certain things in mathematics are just accepted by convention, and the meaning of the square root sign is one of those things. So, if you see the square root of 4, mathematicians accept that to mean the number positive 2. Now we know that there are actually two numbers which can be squared and yield a result of 4, right? So the number 4 does have two square roots. It has a positive and a negative square root. But when you see the number 4 under a square root sign, mathematicians have all agreed that that simply means positive 2. And that's just a convention, and it's just something you need to remember. So don't forget it. Now we'll move on and look at the second part of the lesson, the difference of two squares theorem. On the other hand, suppose you see the equation x squared equals 4. Now when we talk about the solutions of an equation, what we mean by that is those values that you can replace x with and still have the equation be true, right? So the equation x squared equals 4, there's actually two numbers that we could replace x with without making the equation untrue. And the numbers are 2, positive 2 that is, because if you take positive 2 and you square it, you get 4. And the second number is negative 2. Because if we replace x with negative 2 and we square that, we'll still get the answer 4. So when you see an equation of that type, x squared equals some number, then you should always expect to get two solutions. Now, why is that? Well, in simple terms, it's because whenever you multiply a negative number by itself, the negative signs cancel each other out and you end up with a positive answer. But in a little more depth, the textbook explains that if we go back to our first example, x squared equals 4, you could bring the 4 over onto the left-hand side of the equation, and now we'd have a new equation, x squared minus 4 equals 0. And then you could factor the two terms on the left-hand side as a difference of two squares and get x plus 2 times x minus 2 equals 0, and see that the two solutions for the equation are positive and negative 2. Great, well, let's try it again with example 1. It says solve p squared equals 16. So I'll do the same trick. Bring the 16 over to the left side of the equation, it becomes negative, and we have p squared minus 16 equals 0. Now p squared minus 16 is a difference of two squares, so we can factor it. P plus 4 times p minus 4, and see that the two solutions of the equation are positive and negative 4. Now what about example 2, where it says p squared equals 41? If we bring the 41 to the left side of the equation, and we get p squared minus 41 equals 0. Now wait a minute, that's not a difference of two squares, is it? P squared is a square, but 41 isn't a square. Well, It's not a perfect square, but it still is the square of its own square root, right? Because if you take the square root of 41 and square it, then bingo, you have 41. Okay, it's not really the difference of two squares, but we can treat it like one and factor it as follows. P plus the square root of 41 times P minus the square root of 41 equals 0. And see that the two solutions to our equation are now positive square root of 41 and negative square root of 41. And there's a simple, convenient notation for that, which you'll see on page 403. We can write P equals plus or minus the square root of 41. Some teachers will say plus or minus radical 41. Square root or radical, different names for the same thing. Now finally, moving on to example 3, we have solve k squared equals 13. After you've done a half a dozen of these, you'll probably realize that you don't have to go through the motions of bringing the 13 over and factoring it as a difference of two squares. You'll just see k squared equals 13, and you'll say, aha, then k equals plus or minus radical 13. And you're done. At the end here, let's briefly review what we've covered in this lesson just to wrap up. Whenever you see an expression of the form radical 4 or the square root of 4, by convention, mathematicians have agreed that that means the positive square root. So radical 4 means positive 2, or radical 9 means positive 3. But whenever you see an equation of the form x squared equals 4 or x squared equals 9, you should always expect two solutions, because the equation would remain true if you replaced x with the positive square root of the number, and it would also be true if you replaced x with the negative square root of the number. Well, I hope you all found that helpful, and as we get underway here with the regular pod class audio, I'm thinking about taking a little time at the end of each lesson to answer questions that students may have had difficulty with. So if you run into a tough problem or two on your problem set, feel free to make a note of that on your submitted assignment. And if I get enough requests, then I'll certainly take some time to work through some of the tougher problems as we go. All right, well, I'll talk to you again soon. Have a great day.